This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Three leaders of the Alaska National Guard have been fired from their positions. The removal of Brigadier Generals Catherine Jorgensen and Donald Winkie and Colonel Edith Grunwald was announced Monday night. The firings came at the direction of Governor Sean Parnell. In an appearance on APRN's Talk of Alaska Tuesday morning, Parnell declined to give specifics on the staffing changes, citing personnel confidentiality. He did say the decision was related to an investigation done by the National Guard Bureau's Office of Complex Investigations. The findings were released in September. The report described cronyism, fraud, and the mishandling of sexual.
The report was pretty scathing with respect to the troops and airmen not having the trust and confidence in their leadership. And clearly, that played a role in this.
Two of the leaders targeted for removal had already been fired earlier this month, only to be rehired within a day. Jorgensen and Grunwald were fired by Acting Adjutant General Mike Bridges. Bridges said at the time the two were reinstated at Parnell's direction to avoid the perception of impropriety because both of them, along with Bridges, had applied for the Guard's top position. Actually, all three of the leaders who were let go this week had applied for the position of Adjutant General. They are no longer under consideration for that post. Military recruiters are no longer welcome at Anchorage schools. Superintendent Ed Graff made the decision after the Anchorage Press published allegations that an Army National Guard recruiter had sex with and made sexual advances toward high school JROTC cadets. The Mat-Su Borough School District has also temporarily suspended all military recruitment in Valley schools. Mat-Su Superintendent Dr. Dina Paramo says the district is reviewing its protocols regarding military recruitment. He says while the district values its partnership with the military, the safety of students is the highest priority. The Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, ANSEP, has received the largest grant in its 20-year history, $6 million over 3 years. Legislators voted in the allocation last session. In a prepared statement, ANSEP said it will use the funds to expand its middle school academies, tripling the number of students who can take part. Middle school academies immerse middle school students in a residential science, technology, engineering, and math experience. ANSEP says the students are introduced to career opportunities and take classes to help prepare them academically and socially for college success. The fourth annual Elizabeth Preradovich Legal Clinic will be held on Friday, October 24th, from 10 to 3 at the Denina Center. Volunteer attorneys will be available to assist AFN convention goers with simple wills and civil legal issues such as family law, housing, consumer protection, public benefits, and other non-criminal issues. Sessions are by appointment only. To make an appointment, go to EPLC, that's for Elizabeth Preradovich Legal Clinic, EPLC@alaskabar.org, or phone 272-7469. A new feature has been added to the clinic. Three regional corporations, Siri, Nana, and Chugach, will have representatives available to assist individuals with stock wills for those three corporations. Representatives for Siri, Nana, and Chugach will be available between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.